Now, remember last week we were doing those florist calls to see what they will or won't put on the card when you send flowers?
Uh-huh.
We did a call last week involving Laura calling up a florist. You know the deal. We call them up and we see how far we can push it with the message on the card.
Right.
Now, I really, really, really want to play you the one that we did last week. Remember the one when Laura called up and I couldn't actually stay in the room because I was so embarrassed?
Yeah.
What happened was Laura phoned up the florist and said it was a message for her boyfriend. And then it turned into quite a saucy message.
Explicit.
We found some stories on the internet and decided to read them out to the
florist. On the internet, we found some stories in that magazine that Laura has by her desk.
Well, we adapted some kind of erotic fiction and the florist was really quite shocked.
Yeah.
But still wrote it in the card. Every single word. But we can't play it out like that.
Which annoyed you and annoyed me.
But there must be some way that we can... I want to sneak it out on the internet or something because it's so great.
I tried to get it so that we could do it on air.
With your bleep machine.
Yeah, being the technical one of the team.
That made it sound worse.
I tried to use my bleep machine and get it to work, but it didn't...
It just sounds worse.
I know, it does, really.
Chap has tried to take some of the saucier words out of it with a boop, but it just sounded ruder. We'll try and get it on the internet somehow. I don't know how. But this is true. You actually have been playing with something from last night, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, because I actually thought it made it worse after I added the bleeps to it rather than made it better. And actually, if we'd have played it out just normally, it wouldn't have sounded as rude. And I think the more you think about it, when you add bleeps to things, it makes it sound ruder than actually if you just played out the original word.
As we can now prove, if you listen to this clip from last night's holiday programme, right? It's a perfectly innocent piece. You may have seen the show. But we've put some bleeps in it. Listen to how this sounds.
On tonight's programme... I'm in Barbados, beach haunt of the... I'll be s***ing a... And I'm in Egypt, from... to the nostalgic Nile.
See, perfectly innocent... Put some bleeps in, it sounds really rude.
Sounds like a filthy holiday programme.
It's 5 to 8 on Radio 1. This is Bedwin Soundclash. I'm on the back.
You have sent Geek World into a state of frenzy.
Unofficial mills. Yeah, they're like, maybe we could post this thing.
Yeah, I don't think they'd understand it. I involve just boys and girls and relationships.
Yeah, don't be horrible. they wouldn't understand it. Someone's mum has just walked into the living room and just heard Llewellyn Bowen potty mouth on Radio 1. She's very upset. She's a big fan.
On tonight's programme, I'm in Barbados, beach haunt of the... I'll be s***ing a... And I'm in Egypt, from... to the nostalgic Nile.
This is a great game. We should do this some more.
Who
I like
else
it a lot.
Can we make sound filthy?
I don't know.
Beep George during the news.
Okay. Right, we'll record you and beep you. Right, last time... On Laura's diary, Laura has decided she needs some girl power.